episode 762, Cheating Robs the Heart.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I pray that you are having a glorious week. It is Friday. It is Confession Day. And oh, are we talking confession? Cheating robs the heart. It's going to be a juicy one, so you want to stay tuned for that. And I also want to pause for just a moment here. Maybe you are enjoying the beautiful snow, enjoying some time off with your children because you're hunkered down. That's fabulous. You know, snow is a beautiful thing. Please, we want you to be safe out there. For those of you in the southern parts that have experienced, you know, the tornadoes and have had waters and flood come into your homes and unfortunate deaths and these tragic accidents that we never prepare ourselves for, know that you are being prayed for. I want you to know that when you come here, that you have a place of solitude, of safety, knowing that someone else beyond your reach is praying specifically for you. And if at any point in time in your life's journey, I don't care if it's now, I don't care if it's 3 years from now, send me an email, drop me a line. I would love to pray specifically for you. That is something that I take very seriously. I put you on my prayer calendar and I want to lift you up because when we can come together as a community, that's where we, it doesn't matter where we are in the world, that's where we as a community can lift each other up. And maybe you want to be a part of that community more directly. Remember, we have a Facebook group. You can go to facebook.com/groups/ The Women of Impact. Click on join the group and I will approve your request there. And you can invite your friends. This is not something that is just for podcast listeners. It's whoever wants to come in to an amazing group of women. Right now, yes, this is only for women. We may eventually open it up to men, but right now it's for women. And so we come together and we can lift each other up when we're just kind of feeling down and out. When we have joy in our life, we can do that together. Now, I've got to give a huge shout out, though, to all of our brand new family members. Welcome. I'm so excited of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Finding the Simple in Every Day. And of course, you'll find a lot of other goodies there along with our AIM challenge that we've done before. That's a little course in there. It's totally free. You can take that. You can register for it there. You can also pick up the Best Selfie Meal Plan. It's a great way to, if you wanted, you know, to really kind of get back onto the healthy track, you can grab that there while you are visiting createyournow.com. So let's get into the real meat of things. The meat of things is cheating robs the heart. You know, learning right from wrong is a challenge regardless of your age. I don't care if you're 2 years old in the terrible twos or if you're 92 years old. There's still a learning curve involved. And sometimes it takes multiple experiences for us to learn. I'm speaking from experience that sometimes God tends to throw me, hello, Christiane, did you not get this? Hello, now I'm speaking louder to you. Did you not understand me? And I feel like he's talking like from the bowels of heaven. And the gates are you know, just rambling and just, you know, just like shaking completely. And I'm like, okay, I got it. I know it took you about 5 times to get my attention, but I'm here. You got me now. Cheating robs the heart. And I think in life, we don't think about that as much, that when we're growing up, regardless of the age, we like to get the answers quick, especially now, right? We want that quick sandwich as we are on our fast drive through that hot, you know, whatever creation that we have when it comes to our drink. We want it all and we want it fast and we don't want to have to wait. And that happens with our life too. We want results. We want to build our business just like that. We want to have an amazing, sexy, awesome marriage just like that. We want to be able to have a church that meets all of our needs just like that. We don't want to have to work any harder than we really have to. But you see, cheating robs a heart. So let's start out first with the definition of cheating, because I know in your mind, it could be going 200 or 300 different ways. So let's get to the definition that we're going to use today. Cheating is to act dishonestly or unfairly in order to gain an advantage. So if you think about it, if you're trying to gain an advantage and you're doing it dishonestly or unfairly, that's robbing your heart. It's taking something away. It's extracting something from who God wants you to be. The cheating we tend to do is taking the shortcuts, not doing all what we need to do, but putting forth minimal effort. So my daughter approaches me and says, "Mom, I got to ask you something, and I just don't know how to do it." And I'm like, "Okay." Anytime that your children come up, and my children are very, very open. We're very blessed. We try not to like freak them out. We want them to come to us with all their questions. And I mean all of their questions. And I would rather them talk to me than to Google it. I'm just saying. So my daughter comes up to me and approaches me with a question of cheating and how students in her school are doing it. And I was like, "Oh." So I asked for some examples, and I can't believe it. Some of them are really kind of inventive. I mean, you know, I wouldn't have thought of it. Now, maybe my mind doesn't go there because I'm one who was raised to work for what I have, to use the talents and gifts. If I don't know the answer, I go and search it out or find it, or I ask somebody to help teach me so I can learn and so I can grow. And, you know, it's not about always necessarily getting the grade. I mean, yeah, I was always one who wanted to get the grade, quote unquote, but I knew also that there was a process to it, and that process was going to help me succeed. Well, in our discussion, I continued to talk to her, and I said, "You know, the sad thing is these kids that are doing this have no idea what it's doing for them in the long run." And she paused. She said, "Yeah, you're right, Mom. It's robbing them, isn't it?" And I was like, "Oh, she's my daughter. Yes." I don't even have to tell her. She's like, "Yeah, it's robbing them. Later in life, they're going to get hit because they're going to think that life was this easy. You know, oh, they could just do it this way and nothing else was going to matter. It was easy getting past high school. They're going to get into college and, you know, things are a lot different in college. And if they don't go to college, then they're going to hit the real world. And they're going to find out that, man, there's struggles and troubles out there that they had no idea existed. And high school was just easier. And they're going to try to kind of live in that manner. So they're really doing themselves a disservice. But it's unfortunate that we don't leave those kind of things behind in our younger years. We still tend to carry them into our adulthood. Somehow we don't always see ourselves, though, cheating in life, yet we do. We want to take those shortcuts. We want to break things down to where we don't have to work as hard. And I'm telling you right now, cheating robs the heart. It's taking away what God wants to gift you. Think about that. Cheating is taking away what God wants to gift you. You see, when you are being taught by your Heavenly Father, He wants you to learn so you don't have to relearn and relearn again and relearn it again till you finally get it. You know me? Yeah, 5 times over the head. Got it, Lord, finally. So I got to ask you this. What are you cheating on? Maybe you're cheating on your business right now that you're trying to build. You're just wanting to be right up there. Maybe you've got this mentor and this person that you're looking towards. And you're like, "I want to be like her. Why can't I be already there?" Well, did you see how long it took for her to get there or for him to get there? Success does not happen overnight. What about your marriage? Are you cheating on your marriage? Strengthening your marriage. You say you want to have this amazing marriage. You want it to be so, so sensual and sexy for the whole rest of your life, yet you're not willing to put any effort into it. Maybe you're cheating on your relationship with God. You say, "Oh, I want to spend more time with Him." What have you given to Him this last month and a half of 2017? Have you given Him the time that He deserves? Maybe you're cheating on yourself. putting yourself once again on the back burner, taking care of everybody else's needs, but not your own. You want to lose weight, but you're not willing to get up that extra 30 minutes to get that 20-minute workout in. You're not willing to actually exercise and put forth what you need to do. You're not willing to eat properly. So how can you stop cheating? It's a tough thing, isn't it? It really is. Well, here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. You have to create a safe haven in your heart. You have to create this safe haven in your heart so you know that while you're learning and making changes and making tweaks in your life, that it's okay. You're going to feel uncomfortable, but guess what? God's right there with you. You see, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, Proverbs 3:5. That's that safe haven, that trust. You got to trust the process. How do you do that? Number one, you have to know the cheat. Acknowledge it. What are you cheating yourself out of? Is it the marriage? Name it. Call it out. Is it your devotional time? Are you not praying to God? When was the last time you actually said a prayer to God? I'm being serious. Be honest with yourself. It is Confession Friday. I got to tell you, I did just pray right before I got on here because sometimes I look at what I'm writing about and speaking about and I'm sitting here going, oh my gosh, how is this going to come across? It freaks me out. Because sometimes I know in my heart, but I got to connect the mind and the heart and the mouth all together. And then I got to make it, you know, actually make sense when I present it to you. When was the last time that you prayed? So know the cheat. Number two, reformat your action. What I mean by that is you have to create that new habit, create a new space in order to do what you need to do. If you want to be healthier, you've got to create that new space in your timeline every single day. Commit to it. Start with 10 minutes. Then add on 5 minutes every single week to where you get up to maybe 45 minutes. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, this is no brainer. I'm up at 5 o'clock. It was like nothing. And number three, you have to take aim. Action ignites motivation. You can talk about it all you want. You can have it in your head. You can have it in your heart. But until you put it into action, nothing will happen. That's when you begin to what? Trust the process that God has given you. Creating that safe haven within your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. You can stop the cheat. You can stop it. So you can have a fulfilled heart, a heart full of joy, living a vibrant life that God so wants to give you every single day. If you'd like help with that, guess what? Click on the link, take aim. I would love to come beside you and we can start the journey together. It's a free 20-minute call. Click on the link. It'll take you to a very basic form that will begin our conversation. I promise you, you're talking to me right here. Don't be afraid. This is a safe place for you. I want you to have an incredible weekend. Make some time for yourself. Enjoy your family. And most importantly, stop robbing your heart. Go out and trust in the Lord. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.